On the show today, we have On The Mark Strategies, Mr. Mark Arnold, talking about four trends in marketing from their recent marketing audit. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mark Arnold from On The Mark Strategies. Mark, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, Mike. Thanks so much for your time today. It is an honor to be back with you. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show, sir. So it's likewise indeed. And I mean, you're always full of fantastic marketing type information for credit unions, because this is basically your calling, is doing marketing stuff for credit unions these days, and you do it very, very well. So we're always happy to have you on the show, because you always have great takeaways, great practical stuff that people can use right away. And today is no different, because we're talking about four trends in marketing from your recent marketing audits that you guys did. And so if you want to take it from there, Mr. Mark Arnold, sure. Go for it.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, we audit everything in credit unions. We audit loans, we audit new accounts, we audit teller drawers, we audit everything. Yeah. But we hardly ever audit one of the most important aspects of your credit union's growth, and that's marketing. And that's what a marketing audit can do. It can really go in and look at all of your marketing, from A, your annual report, to W, your website, and everything in between, and come back with strategic recommendations, tactical recommendations, to see immediate impact, immediate growth in your loan area, in your new members. If you want to grow your credit union, marketing audit is one of the best ways to do so. It's not a gotcha audit. It's a growth audit.
Okay,
and there's
okay.
a big, big difference. It's going to look at your budget. Are you spending too much? Are you spending too little? Are you doing just right? Are you spending on the right things? Those are all aspects of a marketing audit. So it's going to look at big picture things like strategic issues, look at some tactical things as well. So last year, we did several marketing audits for credit unions all over the country, and some trends kind of began to develop, some commonalities that we saw in lots of them. I kind of want to go over those with you today.
Sure. Awesome. Sure, go for it. Yeah, so, give us a couple.
So the first one is that we credit unions, we have a lot to say. And the problem is, you need to not say so much in your marketing.
Oh, okay.
You need to cut the copy. That's one trend we're finding, is we're saying so much. The reality is, people are no longer reading. They're watching. Today, the average attention span is less than a goldfish.
Oh, boy.
We have less attention span than a goldfish. We've really got to cut the copy down there. As you think through it, people today read on average about 16 minutes per day. And that includes things like text and emails. We're only reading 16 minutes a day. The average.
Really? Oh, my gosh. That's
only 16 minutes.
Very surprising.
So why are you writing all this copy that they're not going to read? So you got to cut the copy, make your copy scannable, make it skimmable, make it brief. Cut the copy.
That's like one bullet thing points, things like that. Bullet points.
Bullets, numbers, short, skimmable, because they're
short
not
paragraphs.
Reading. So that's one thing we saw in a lot of the audits, is we're saying a lot of things. The reality is, we need to say less.
Okay.
That's one trend we saw last year in the audits.
Okay.
Second aspect we saw is credit unions, as a rule, generally speaking, are not using enough video.
Ah.
That's right up your alley.
Now we're talking.
They need someone to come in and interview some of their members about how great they are, and really then use those on your website. As I mentioned earlier, people are not reading. You know what they're doing? They're watching videos, right? Hours and hours of cat videos, maybe. You know, you need to have a core branded video of your credit union that you can have on your website. It doesn't have to be long. It can be 30, 45 seconds. You know, something about your credit union. Then have member testimonials in video on your site. The reality is, you need to be able to answer this question. How much video is on your site? Because a lot of times there's too much copy. They're not going to read it. They might scan it. But if you have a video, they'll click on that video and watch it. People are not reading. They're watching. That's a definite trend, is add more video. That's just a quick tip to give you right off the bat.
Thank you. And you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because Kirk Drake from CU 2.0 just released a video, just a little one-minute video, imploring credit unions to do the same. Use more video. So we're, a lot of us are talking the same language now. So it's
spot
really
on,
important.
He's spot on right. Kirk is absolutely correct. You've got to have more video. So that's the second thing. Third thing is, the marketing plan's not dead. You've really got to be able to really leverage that as a tool. You'd be surprised at how many credit unions are not really adhering or sticking to their marketing plan. You've got to spend some time on your plan. Plan that you're at. Now make it flexible, because things are going to come up. But make sure you have a strategic look at your credit union. What are you trying to accomplish over the next, you know, year? And even from a cycle, really turn that marketing plan really into 90-day planning cycles. Really break that marketing plan into, you don't have to be quarterly, but really 90-day cycles. Okay. What do you want to accomplish? And then be very practical. Too many times, the marketing plan, we see two extremes. They're like 40 and 50 pages that no one ever uses.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, they're not any at all. Find that happy medium where it's short, it's concise, and then share that marketing plan with the entire credit union, mm-hmm. not just the executives. Your staff has to live it. That's a third trend, is really hone in on a marketing plan and make sure you're using the marketing plan.
Okay, very good stuff. Yeah, because we plan for everything. You know, you have a business plan, you have a crisis communications plan, you have a business continuity plan, all this type of stuff. So why not marketing as well, you know?
Exactly. And one tip on that is shorten the marketing planning cycle. You know, don't think that, yes, you want to have a 12 to 18 month plan,
sure,
but really break it down into 90 day cycles. What do you want to accomplish in this 90 days? Tie it to your ALM needs and really focus on 90 day planning cycles. Sometimes we think just 12 month cycle, and that's great,
right?
But really break it down into 90 day cycles.
Why is it? Is it because things change so fast today, or is it to be flexible? Or
way too fast.
Okay.
Is one reason. And really, you sometimes when you make it so big, that's way off in the future. That's way
right.
off. Break it down. The next 90 days, what do we have to do to grow loans? What in the next 90 days? In the next 90 days, what do we have to do to bring more deposits into the credit? What's our focus? Break that cycle down. It's a little bit easier. It's more actionable as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very cool. Any others?
Yeah. Fourth and last tip is make sure through your audit process that you're doing mystery shops of your credit union branches and your competitors. Why is that so important?
Yeah.
What's happening is in marketing, we're seeing some great credit union marketing out there. What happens is sometimes you're saying and doing great things in marketing, but your staff is not living it. You know, we did a market audit for a client on the East Coast. And their marketing was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was new. It was hip. It was colorful. Really, really good. Great audit, right? We're thinking. Until we got to the portion of the marketing audit where we audited their branches, and we went in as mystery shoppers to see how well their staff was living their brand, right? And there was a huge gap.
Hmm.
You know, their marketing was saying one thing. Boy, their staff was living another. In some cases, their staff was actually recommending to the shopper that they do business elsewhere.
What?
Not at that credit union. That was a big gap, right?
What?
Yes, no joke. Yeah. As you think through that, you got to really focus in on, is your staff living your brand? We all have brand gaps. Every single credit union has gaps in the brand. One of the best ways to unearth and find out where those gaps are is through a marketing audit. Because again, you might be saying one thing with your brand, but your staff might be living something else. That's a brand gap. You got to close that gap. And the best way to do that is to do a market audit, kind of discover that to help your brand grow.
I'm writing that down, Mark. Brand gap. Okay, good stuff. Good stuff indeed.
Brand
now,
gaps.
The thing, I mean, later this year, it's rumored that there's going to be a recession or a slowdown. And I think there's already inklings of it. All right.
Yes.
From a marketing perspective, what do credit unions, I know this is kind of off the cuff question for you, but from a marketing perspective, what do credit unions need to be doing to prepare for something like that?
Excellent. I want to give you about three things you can do today to prepare for the coming recession, because it is coming. Every economist is predicting it. It's just a question of how deep and how wide.
Right.
I've seen some projecting it's going to be in 2020, maybe it's the last half of 2019. Who knows when it'll be, but you know, every indicator is that. Number one thing that you can do is invest in your brand now.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're focusing in on your brand. Because what's going to happen is when you get to the recession, there will be cuts.
Sure.
It's going to be a given, right?
Sure.
Stronger your brand is, the less you're going to have to market individual products and services.
Gotcha.
So you don't want to get caught in a recession where you're having to push and promote those products and services just to meet your annual goals.
Mm-hmm.
If your brand is strong now, if you develop a strong brand, that's going to carry you through a recession. Stronger brand will carry you through a recession. That's the very first thing you can do. Make sure you have that.
Okay.
Second, honestly, is to conduct a marketing audit now, because that's going to give you strategic and tactical steps to prepare you for that coming recession.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's coming. Guess what? If you can strengthen your marketing now, you're going to be ready for the recession. It's not going to impact you if you've done that audit. That's going to absolutely prepare you. Third thing I'd recommend is really focus now on the journey mapping. You've probably had lots of speakers talk about that. But the third thing to prepare you for the journey is to really prepare and teach your staff how to engage with members.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more they can engage with members, the more they're going to be able to get products and services.
Right.
That will also sustain you through a recession. You need a strong brand. You need a marketing audit, and you need to really journey map and teach your employees how to engage with members. If you're doing those three things now, you're going to you won't just weather the recession. I think you're going to come out stronger.
I agree. Yeah.
In all honesty, and everybody, oh, recession is a bad thing. It's a terrible thing. Actually, it can be a positive thing if you approach it in the right way, and you can get through it stronger than you were.
Yep, and I totally agree with you. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And that kind of goes back to your four trends that you're talking about in your marketing audits, because, I mean, especially the planning aspect of it. Gosh, if you have a plan in place and you're strong, you can get through it and come out stronger on the other side. So very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Last thing I wanted to talk about was a recent blog post that you wrote about the Wells Fargo new logo. It's entitled "Wells Fargo Missed It. Your logo is not your brand." So I want to end with this one. I know, because this is a doozy.
Yeah, it is true, and you know you got to love Wells Fargo.
Oh,
they keep us in business, don't
they're
they?
Trying.
But you know the reality is your logo is not your brand. It's not at all. Branding is so much more than your logo. The reality is branding is far more cultural than collateral.
Mm-hmm.
Far more cultural than collateral. And too many times, oh, we're going to change our brand, we're going to update our logo. But we don't spend time on the culture. My guess is Wells Fargo's culture really has not changed.
No.
It's still pushing those products and services, forcing people into things. And they're really not changing the core essence, the culture of who they are. Until they do that, you can have 5-6 different versions of logo. It ain't going to matter, right? So the reality is branding starts with strategy first. Strategy and research come first. Then comes the collateral. Then comes the creator.
Yeah.
So make sure you're focusing on that before you go into the creative side. And that's why I think Wells Fargo is going to struggle. The reality is that their brand is so damaged at this point. It's going to take a lot more actionable items than just changing your logo. They're going to have to get far more involved in community involvement. They're going to have to really prove it to consumers. They've lost that trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a few years.
Oh, that's a long time.
To build that trust up. Then they can go about changing the logo. If you try and change your logo first before building the trust, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, I agree. And if that's their new, I'm looking at their new logo now. If that's their new logo, I am vastly underwhelmed.
Agreed. Yeah.
Very cool stuff, Mark. As always, thank you so much for all the takeaways. You knocked it out of the park once again, and look forward to the next chat. Well done.
Thanks,
sir.
Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Anytime, sir.